It is a two-for-Tuesday all day. That means Red Sox tickets every hour. We will start giving them away during the 8 o'clock hour, so 8:30, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour and every hour all day. And I have a code word for you in about 15 minutes that you need to use all day long to win Red Sox tickets. So, good morning and hello if you are watching this show, whether you are watching it on YouTube or on Twitch. And a reminder that this show on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers, and they will make your diamond buying experience a pleasurable one. So if you're in the market for a diamond, then go see the team at Springer's. They will answer all of your questions and share the best pricing that you will find in all of New England. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and you can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. We will get to They Said It at 7:20 this morning. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the long weekend. But right now, back to our leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I had a few leads to go with this morning, but there's one that I got over the weekend, an inside source about Shine that I just can't let sit any longer.
Okay. Did Ken basically start this on the Saturday show? Because I missed the Ken and Curtis show.
Oh,
so
that's offensive. Okay. But, Ken made it clear off the jump about, well, he first said how amazing it was. And the crowd was, there was a line about 100 deep in the pouring rain in the middle of Bourne, the day of a nor'easter.
Yeah.
So we are very fortunate to have the people that we have that listen and support the show. But yeah, Ken said that Shime was full of crap.
Okay, so Shime had, going into Thursday night at the Trading Post, the over-under was how many slices?
16.
We got it up to 16.
Okay. Yeah. And then on Friday morning, you said you only were able to put down 4
correct
tiny little slices of bar pie. Okay.
And I stand with Shime on that. I was standing next to him for a majority of the evening. I only saw him personally eat 2 slices, and I was asking throughout the night, you know, what's the count? What's the count? And the highest we got was 4. Now, there were a few excuses made. He said a few times, you know, oh, well, we lost electricity. I needed a drink. I just wasn't maybe hungry enough. Right. And I'm not going to read this message verbatim because I don't want to give my source away. I'm going to keep my source safe. But I did receive a message saying that the real reason that Shime only ate 4 pieces at the Trading Post was because before the Trading Post, he got copious amounts of Chick-fil-A. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened with Shime. I believe it was at Apex where he didn't eat at all during the event and then right after went to Chick-fil-A and downed a lot of food. It's now clear to me that Shime is a closet eater. We've done it to him. Right. It's our fault. Nope.
Your source stinks.
No, this source is as good as it can get.
Right.
Copious amounts of Chick-fil-A were
that
had.
That means a lot, copious?
Yes, okay. Yes, a lot of Chick-fil-A.
So he doesn't want to eat in front of us
correct
or the audience.
Correct.
Because he's got this whole weight loss farce thing that's been going on.
Correct.
So he goes to Chick-fil-A, gets 2 sandwiches.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what the exact order was.
Okay. Shime, is this accurate?
No, it's not even close.
No, nope.
Really?
No. You didn't have Chick-fil-A?
Nope.
Nope, at all.
Nope, I did not.
Wow.
So I have no idea what you're talking about.
There is no way. I even have the exact time. Wow. 12:55 p.m. was when you ordered the Chick-fil-A.
12:55 p.m. Is that accurate, perhaps?
No.
So on Friday, no Chick-fil-A.
That would be
nothing.
Wow.
Wait, that would be Thursday.
Thursday.
All right.
Nothing on Thursday.
Nope.
All right.
Wow. What did you have for lunch Thursday? Do you remember?
I had a granola bar for my backpack.
Oh, you are.
I have them in my backpack. Yes.
You know, Shime.
I'm dead serious.
Shime's
I'll literally
like,
pull one out right now. I have a box in there.
I didn't have Chick-fil-A, but I did go by there, and I just got the fries.
Yes, yeah.
I picked some up for Greg.
I got a Diet Coke.
Oh, he picked some up from somebody.
We're going to need to, unfortunately, we need to know the source on this.
I don't know,
because the source has something else that they are sending me.
We need
that is a secret recording.
We need a better receipt.
A what?
A secret recording, not of the Chick-fil-A, something else. Do I want to spoil it and then have them, you know, retract?
Okay, but you're saying that the source is in his inner circle.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get much closer.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. This reminds me of the years where I would go out, have a beer with the morning show, and then go to my room and have the handle of gin.
Right. The band don't count.
Right. And it's like, hey, I'm not even a big drinker. I'm only having a beer because you guys are having
one. Right. The band technically don't count.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm rereading the message just to make sure I got it perfectly right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And your sauce is
he
good.
He didn't eat a lot of pizza because I'm giving you insider info that he was at Chick-fil-A getting copious amounts at 12:55 p.m.
Oh.
Wow. Sounds like maybe the person works at the Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Or just knows Shime's schedule. Knows him well.
Is the person a fellow Pokemon collector? Pokemon card collector?
I don't know much about the hobbies and interests of my source.
Okay.
Only that it is a very good one.
Yeah, I mean...
And this isn't a Swayman very good source. This is very,
they
very
gave us
good.
Time
really?
And everything.
Yes.
Right.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they can give us one more receipt that.
Yeah.
Because Shime was like, no. No.
Shime
he was like, Devers, no.
Shime sounds very firm about the denial, which is it's important if it's being denied, it is important that we get that out.
Yeah, we all know how Courtney is with sources. So, I mean, let's
take this with a grain of salt, shall we? You can't really use it against me when I already brought up Swayman. Thank you.
Well, I'm still going to use it.
Yeah, I mean, check
track
your
records
friends.
Are track
check
records.
Your friends. Check your inner circle.
Sham, did you go to Chick-fil-A?
No. I did not, Wiggy.
No.
Like, and by the way, Ken, I don't know how we have this in the budget. He's approved a stool sample.
Okay.
Well, you did have the last scoop on him in Lowell at that one place where he did say he
wasn't even in Lowell.
Where was it?
It was in Westford.
Yeah.
All right, somewhere over there.
What the hell is Westford?
Yeah. Also, I also didn't eat like this giant plate of sushi that day either.
That's what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
But you were there eating.
Yes. Good. Eating good.
In the neighborhood.
I was eating.
Yeah.
Now, this is not nice at all. I don't even know whether I should read it. But
here we go.
Oh, God.
A text says, closet eater looks like he ate the whole house.
Oh, God.
That's not nice.
Go cancel another session with Trainer Dan there, big boy.
That was a text.
Yeah, definitely big text.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, yep, okay.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
You know, I've let myself go.
How do you get messages on that iPhone 7?
I guess when he wants to come out of the closet, he'll come out. Just take your time. Yeah.
I just want you to know we're here. Yeah, we are here for you.
Okay, all right.
A+, Courtney is officially a radio person.
Thank you. And I didn't go looking for it. It came to me.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's what happens when you have good sourcing.
Yeah.
You make up stories?
Oh, God.
It's not made up.
It's very made up.
It's really not.
It really is.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.